Welcome to Disney Through Our Eyes, the podcast from Eye to Eye, Kyle and Jessica. You're listening to the audio-only portion of our weekly segment where we discuss what's going on in the world of Disney through our eyes.
Since this is primarily a video podcast, you'll sometimes hear us referencing things we are showing on screen. We encourage you to go check out our YouTube channel if you want the full experience. Links for that will be in the description for this episode.
Regardless of how you enjoy our content, we're thankful you're here to share and discuss what's going on in the wide world of Disney.
Welcome back to I2I, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started tonight, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on the notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoy its content.
And if you want to help support what we do here on this channel, we hope that you'll consider joining the Powerline, which is our channel membership program. Find it in the links down there in the description and up above in the video as well. This is Disney Through Our Eyes. I think this is episode 4 now that we've done this. We talk about anything and everything that's related to Disney that's on our minds. We have no idea what each other is going to talk about tonight. Usually proves to be pretty interesting. There's usually a debate.
So say, you always argument. Have a debate. You always have an argument. Mine's always just a fun fact. Mine is sometimes a fun fact.
Actually, I was going to only debate the fun part of it, but then it said fact. I don't know if we can say fun and fact together with you sometimes. I'm just saying, every once in a while you have your moments where things just don't always line up.
Wow, rude.
All right, give me a hint about what you're going to talk about today.
What did we just eat?
Chick-fil-A?
Welcome to heaven. Ooh, yeah, I mean Chick-fil-A.
Dinner,
okay. I was like, how are we going to tie Chick-fil-A? This is not brought to you by Chick-fil-A, by the way.
But it could be.
It could be.
Come on, Chick-fil-A.
But it's not. Come on, Chick-fil-A. You know you want to be part of this. My hint for you is it's going to be related to a reaction we have done in recent history, if that leads you down a certain path. So we're known for doing trailer reactions, and yes. Recently we did a trailer reaction for the new Bad Batch Star Wars series that's going to come into Disney Plus. Hopefully, if you're seeing this, maybe it's actually already out. But if you would like to go back and check out that trailer reaction, we'll put a link for it down below and up above if you want to check that out. So what I would like to bring to the table today...
Mm-hmm. I'm already not going to know.
Look, I know, Star Wars and Marvel are not your biggest thing. Star Wars is more than Marvel.
Oh, 10,000%.
But I think it would be fun, though, because you at least got to watch the Bad Batch series with me.
I love when you say this is going to be fun. Okay, I'm ready.
Because this is not a... it's probably going to be a debate, actually, is going to happen.
Everything with Kyle is a debate, if you haven't figured that out.
But what I want to say, though, is I like to rank things.
Okay.
I think you have fun with ranking things sometimes, too.
I do.
Okay, so I want us to rank the members of the Bad Batch from that are going to be part of this series, but were introduced in the Clone Wars.
Now, this might help if you know the members of the Bad
Batch. When we actually did this trailer reaction, you remembered all of them, which I was shocked at. So I'm going to give you a reminder.
Okay, that's true. Can we play a game?
Yes, play. That's what we're about to do. But
let's see how many members Jessica can name.
Give me one.
Rex.
No, he would not be part of the Bad Batch. He would be part of just the clones.
Failed. Okay. Tech
is one. So what's his, ability?
Technologically sound.
Technologically sound.
He does techie things.
We have the technology.
There you go.
Right. Number two. Describe who it is, maybe.
Bald. Tall.
That's all of the clones.
Never wears a helmet.
All the clones take off their helmets at some point.
Okay. I thought his name was Rex.
Wrecker, the loud, the strong one, the funny one.
Okay, the next one has that mask.
The next one? You are being so descriptive tonight, I can't even deal with this. That one that looked like that other guy. All right, so we said...
Okay, done. I don't know anymore.
All right, Wrecker, you've got Tech.
Rex.
No, we established Rex was not part of the Bad Batch. Not... What's going on in there?
Ranger.
No. All right. Crosshair.
Diego!
I can't work with this. No. Crosshair was the other one, okay?
Crosshair is the guy with the mask.
Sure. Okay. He had a mask. He's a sharpshooter.
I'm crying.
I can tell over here. Okay. All right. Crosshair.
Okay.
You've also got now Echo. Remember, he joined.
That was what I meant.
And the leader, I believe his name is Hunter. I probably got that wrong.
Yes.
I think it's Hunter. But his is he's got extra senses. They are heightened so he can, see really far. He can hear things.
When I said Diego, I meant Echo.
So, I don't understand how you got the two of those together.
Diego, Echo.
Oh, Echo. I was like, Hunter, Hunter-o? I got what's going on?
Hunter-o.
All right, in review,
okay.
Wrecker.
Wrecker.
Echo.
Echo.
Crosshair.
Crosshair.
Tech.
Tech.
Hunter. Hunter. Those are the five that I would like us to rank. And I don't really have like a like rubric, to quote my cousin Wrecker. Ryan. Give him a shout out.
Wrecker, Diego.
It's not going well.
Rex? No. Wait. Wrecker, Diego, Echo, Tech, Hunter.
Yes, you got it now. Okay.
Okay, 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 okay.
So those are the five members that we're going to be seeing in the series, either in the future or in the present.
Crosshair.
Crosshair. Did I not say? I think you got Rex in there. Okay. Anyway, you'll get it. What I want us to do is rank them in no, like, category or it's the most proficient. Just
no, this is rank how we rank them.
This is, like, when I rank them, this is what comes to mind. These are the ones that I think of last. Let's start with number five, all the way up to our top one. So if
got
you
it.
Had to do that,
got it.
Start with me with your one.
Tech.
Tech, why?
Wasn't he the one that got captured?
No, it'd be Echo.
Then Echo.
Okay, Echo. Why Echo?
Because he was a ding-dong and got captured.
But he wasn't technically part of the Bad Batch until they rescued him.
Well, but sucks to suck. It's hurtful.
Truthful.
Wow. She's not mince words here. All right, mine's actually going to be Hunter because I think he's the leader. You know, his, like, ability isn't, like, all that cool to me. I mean, your senses are heightened. I mean, it's useful, I guess, and he's a very proficient leader. To me, it's just kind of... I can do better than that. So that's number five for me, is actually the leader of the Bad Batch is at the bottom.
I agree with you. I put him second to the bottom.
So you number so four for
four
you.
Is Hunter.
Hunter, for the same reasons that I just said.
For literally, I don't really care about you. You don't bring anything to the group. Yeah, you're the leader, but honestly, Wrecker or Rex, but that's not his name. Wrecker, maybe.
Wreck. Right now she's got me doing it at this point. All right. I would say for me four, and I kind of struggle with this one a little bit because they kind of go hand in hand to me. I'm going to probably say Echo just because I don't know him all that well yet in terms of like him as part of the Bad Batch. I mean, he's got the cool, like, I can hook up to like technology things and speak to it and stuff like that. I mean, but he's just not established there enough yet for me to like rank him higher. But I still like him better than I do the leader of the whole pack there.
That's fair.
Three for you.
Diego.
It's not a Diego.
Oh.
Did you really just mix that up again? You choose...
Just stop the show.
No.
Who are the ones
we're
left?
We're going to work through this.
Who are the ones left that I have?
You said...
Say the names
You
again.
Said Echo, and you said...
Hunter.
Hunter, second, or fourth.
Who are the ones I have left?
You've got Tech, you've got Wrecker, and you've got Crosshair.
Okay, Tech.
Tech. Why?
Tech, because he's middle of the road. I like his powers. Mm-hmm. I can take him or leave him.
Yeah.
I think he brings a lot, but... You're not my top two.
So he's the stereotypical Donatello type.
Yeah.
There
I don't know what
to
that
me.
Means,
but
all right.
They're one of those ones that you don't want to not have. So I kind of do want Tech because he's the one that gets you out of sticky situations with the technology. So I almost kind of put these three in a category all to their own.
Yeah.
Because I like them the most and the other two kind of down below. So I agree with you. Tech is number three. Number two.
Crosshairs.
Crosshairs. God, this is... Like, I was not expecting us to agree this much. Number two's Crosshair for me, too.
Because, okay, so his powers are super cool.
Yeah, it's...
He's funny. He's like...
I like him because he's dark, to be honest with you. Like, he's
you
just...
You know, fit and stuff.
They're all fit and stuff.
No,
I love
no,
Jessica's
no.
description of each one of these guys has been the exact same feature that they all share. They're bald. Well, not all of them are bald, but like,
no,
you know.
It's not, because...
It's that guy with the Australian accent.
Okay, Echo was not... No, yes, Echo's the one that got captured. He was not fit. That's why he got captured, because he was scrawny!
He was fit, and then he was in captivity, not being taken care of. It's not his fault. Sorry, Echo. It's harsh.
A, you're a drawn character that is not real, but B, you should have worked out more. Sorry.
If we've learned anything, don't, you know... Let Jessica have a less opinion of you because she will be honest about it.
I am brutal.
All right, so we agree across there. So number one's Wrecker.
Yes.
Because
he's funny.
Exactly.
He keeps his helmet off, so I know what you look like. He talks a lot. He's the actual leader in my head. I know he's not.
Absolutely
the leader.
Not. He is. You do not need him leading, though.
I'm not saying he's the leader. He's the unofficial leader.
No.
He's like rallying the troops, like, come on, guys, let's go kill this thing. Come on, guys.
Do you realize what would happen if they let him lead the charge?
Well, they'd kill everybody.
No, they'd kill themselves. So everybody,
well,
yes.
Hits
so
everybody.
Listen, I'm ashamed that we agreed on everything except the opening two. Like, we just had them interchange.
We literally agreed on, like, 60%.
What is this? This show's supposed to be about us arguing, and we can't even, like, get that.
You know, I don't know. I'm not up to date on all the Disney stuff. I'm not up to date on
all
the news.
Understatement of the year.
All the shows. None of those things. I get most of my Disney facts from Kyle.
Well, that's actually pretty scary if I'm your source.
Correct.
Like...
However, I didn't have a topic for tonight. And then...
Why are we doing this show then?
Because then a light bulb hit. What did you send me today? Friar's Nook.
Oh!
Buffalo hot dogs. That's not what the name of it. Something with buffalo sauce and a hot dog.
Oh, what was it? Was, goodness. Now I'm just like going through.
But
my
there
head.
Were tots involved. Let's see. So, the most important part about this story is Friar's Nook. It's called the Loaded Buffalo Chicken Hot Dog with Loaded Bacon Macaroni and Cheese Hot Dog.
Mm. All right, let's
see. And there were, those were two separate things. So, you can get the Buffalo Chicken Hot Dog or the Loaded Bacon Mac and Cheese Hot Dog. That's not my topic, okay? Stop. That's not my topic. That's not my topic. Continue on. My topic is Friar's Nook. A, the unknown, undiscovered gem of Walt Disney World. My favorite place to eat. But also the place that infuriates me more than anything because it takes away our favorite menu items.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to look up how often does Friar's Nook change their menu. Because it is super limited. There's like four things max every time. We're still bitter that pot roast mac and cheese is gone.
Pour one out for pot roast mac and cheese.
Yep. We tried barbecue mac and cheese. It was fine. Not pot roast.
It's pretty good.
It was fine.
I liked it.
But now we're on to hot dogs. I'm concerned because we have Casey's Corner in Disney.
Yeah.
We don't need another hot dogs. I don't care if they're chicken. Hot dog's a hot dog. So, my point about this rant is Friar's Nook changing their menu too frequently.
So this is what grinds your gears is essentially what's going on right now.
Mouse gears.
What grinds my mouse gears or what minces my mouse?
No. You know?
I've tried to make that work. It didn't work
the
out.
The mouse gears.
Okay, we're hurting ourselves. All right, so you are bringing to the table today the fact that Friar's Nook changes too much.
Changes their menu too often. And I love Friar's Nook. I love the location. I like the seating. It's a good place. You can see the carousel. You can see all the things. You can see people.
Let me offer this to you.
Of course.
I just think that we are still burned by the fact that pot roast mac and cheese.
No, because Kyle, we go to Disney every year.
Pretty much.
Every year. Yeah. Usually Kyle may go one or two times. I go one time.
Research trips.
For research purposes.
Right. Every time we go, every year the menu is different.
Okay, so let me back that up. So I do think that we are still scorned.
First of all, this wasn't meant to be a debate. This was just me.
It's me. Why do you even come to the table and
okay,
not expect
judge
a debate?
Judy.
I'm not being a judge here. I'm just saying we are still scorned. I'm at least still scorned by the fact they took pot roast
mac and
cheese.
Oh, I'm very scorned. I tried to make it at home. It is not the same.
For the people out there, describe what pot roast mac and cheese was.
It was this bowl of warmth. When you think about a cold Christmas night at your grandmother's house in front of the fire with the Christmas tree, and you think about all the comforting feelings of drinking hot cocoa, hot tea, hot whatever, and your grandma's there and she's reading you stories, and you've got that old quilt and you're wrapped up in it and it's warm. That's what that bowl of mac and cheese was. Warmth.
So when I said describe it, I meant describe what it is.
That's
not
what it is.
It's
warmth. Grandma's house at Christmas. Second, you have that pot roast on top. Now, pot roast is like, it's like your great Uncle Sal. Just gets better with age.
What is this? What kind of descriptions are you even dropping in
so
here
I'm
right
not
now?
A, I'm not a food connoisseur. I'm not a chef.
You know what I was looking
for? I don't know flavor profiles, but I do know the feelings it brings me. Grandma and Great Uncle Sal. And that is pot roast mac and cheese.
May I point out, she calls neither of her grandmothers grandmother, grandma or something like that.
And I don't have a great uncle Sal.
Don't have that we know of. I don't know. There's some of those weird people in North Carolina. You know, you may have an Uncle Sal up there.
Okay, you're married to your first cousin.
No, what the heck? No.
You do realize that I'm married to
you, right? I was about to say, hold on.
Okay, it was a joke.
You remember that time that we thought we were related at one point?
Roll Tide!
Literally no, never. Okay.
I think that was like some joke we had for a little while. Anyway, that's a humongous tangent that is not anywhere related to this. All I was looking for was a warm plate of creamy macaroni and cheese with an extra warm glob of pot roast.
Don't say glob.
It's what it was. It was glob. They literally took it like out of a ice cream scooper and just plopped it right in
but
there.
But it also had green onions on top.
Yeah, they did sprinkle all that stuff on there.
And cheese. Those and are, good.
But there was cheese in the macaroni and cheese. In the mac.
Can you ever have more? That's enough true. Cheese?
All right.
Anyway, it was fabulous. It was our favorite thing at Disney World. Mm-hmm. We had it, what, two times? One time.
I think twice.
I think we did have it twice.
I think we had it twice. So I agree with you that it does feel like that they changed that a lot there. Now, but in its defense, it's not one of those places that you go to and you know which, like, this is what this is about. Like, when you saw...
Yes, I do.
No. You had never heard of, like, even thought about Friar's Nook until Pot Roast Mac and Cheese. But exactly my point. So, like, Satouli Canteen. You know what you're going to get there, right? Like,
okay! But you know that with Friar's Nook because there are two choices. When Pot Roast Mac and Cheese was on the menu, there was Pot Roast Mac and Cheese and there was plain mac and cheese.
When you go to Pecos Bill's, you know what you're going to get.
That's my point. So you're kind of helping me make my point. My point is, every other restaurant, it feels like, in Disney World,
so why
specifically
is that?
Magic Kingdom, keeps their menu for decades and years and, you know, trips and blah, 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 blahs. But here, the one place I found something unique and fabulous, they change it. Why? Why are you messing with something
good?
I'm asking you.
Why do you think it is?
Because they're idiots!
There's got to be a logical reason for
obviously.
It.
Obviously.
So, okay, think about this. You've got across from it, Pinocchio Village House. Halls, however you say it. Remember that? You know, it's got more Italian based. There's pizzas and flatbreads right. and all kind and pastas and all
right.
that kind of stuff.
Which we've eaten.
So it's good. I actually really enjoyed it when we went there. Like it's no Satouli Canteen, but
nothing is.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things in Disney World that don't compare to each other. But anyway, so you've already got that staple over there. You know what you're going to get over there. You kind of almost have. This is not like a traditional restaurant. It is one of those places that you walk up to if you're not really wanting. The set restaurant, you just, you know, you need a meal. Come and just try these things out here. I think that's really what Friar's Nook is and has become. It's just try things out at this point.
And so then when you find something you love, because honestly for me, it's burned me because I don't want to try anything again because I know I'm going to love it and I know the next year it's not going
to
be there.
So I think that's what
so
you have
why,
to do.
So why even try it?
That's what you have to go into this. If you're going to eat there at Friar's Nook in Magic Kingdom, is you're going to have to know. Hey, better not get too attached to this.
Yeah, that's like going to the pet store and holding those puppies. Never a good idea.
Now, what brought you to this idea for this topic was the loaded buffalo chicken hot dog, which the hot dog's chicken.
Right.
With the buffalo sauce, I guess.
Right.
On. Yeah, you're right.
No. Well, no, for me, because buffalo sauce is too spicy, because I'm a wimp.
See, that sounds right up my alley. Like that.
But that so loaded bacon mac and cheese dog?
Had bacon, what green onions with that as well, I think.
Probably.
They usually sprinkle all the green
but
onions.
But also tater tots. And we've talked about this before, and I stand by my statement. I said what I said.
And I meant
tots
what I meant.
Are the premier form of a potato.
Are you going to eat your tots?
There is nothing greater than a tot.
Disagree on all accounts.
There is literally no form of a potato that is superior
to
a tot.
The waffle fries that we got at the Golden Oak Outpost in Frontierland with the barbecue on top of it.
No.
Outstanding,
soggy.
Folks.
Tots.
Outstanding.
Tots outperform every other form of potato.
So really what sparked this was them sharing this new item that they have there. And you're like, I can't even get my hopes up about it this
because
point.
That's what I'm saying is it just... It irritates me to death because, yep, of course they've got a new item. It's, you know, the first of the month, so we got to come out with something new.
And that, people, is what grinds my gears. Tom?
Next up, Figment.
All right, so those are our topics for this episode of Disney Through Our Eyes. We want to hear from you what you think for Jessica's topic. with Friar's Nook. What do you think? Are you annoyed with it being like a transitional restaurant? Or have you found like maybe it's just our experience. Have you found like that it doesn't change as much as you think? Just let us know your opinions about Friar's Nook. And then we will also know what you think about the Bad Batch. Rank the members, all five of them, not Diego. Diego is not in here. Can I say it again? He is not part of the Bad Batch.
Sorry.
All right, so all that in the comments down below. Keep that conversation going. What should they do? See, I can't even get the words out because I'm still frustrated about Diego. What else should they do?
You're making me cry. Please subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. Turn on the notification bell. Like this video if you enjoyed It's Chaos.
Thank you guys for viewing. If you want to check out more episodes of Disney Through Our Eyes, we're going to have a playlist available for you in the description and up above as well. Until we assemble again,
may the force be with you.
And we'll see you real soon.
Bye, guys.